마니 베메 호 오 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 마니 베메
산재지 그게 다 뒤적함도 몇 바도 삼바 지 추분 지 대장 대디시 동세네 아바 숭배 난게 엔다 숭배 소지디 엔 시징 숭디 저기 아래 자다 제네다 렉자기 다 가서 렉자 슝로 된다 렉자 깰 된다는게 다 산지게 그게 최 탈사 지 자나레 엔 자나네 파 탈데베 아니 니혼도 고려야다 베남다 에야 대신 네 가서다 자네 페네 이야 주 소유 아니 우르스 쿵비다 대전인데 일이 나러려야 다 대배 따와 지금 남과도 이제 상황을 나오기 싫은 인구도 떼어내기 위하래 측예도 유를 첨부 첨부 맨날 연어마도 하시에 나 장면에 떼어내야지 차대기 위하래
So among the 80,000 or 84,000 collections of scriptures taught by the Buddha in accordance with the diverse mental dispositions, spiritual inclinations and interests and mentalities of sentient beings. The one of the principal class of scriptures among this vast collection of Buddha's teachings is the class of scriptures known as the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, and from which the heart of sutra is what is being taught here. And so the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras really belong to the Buddhist scriptures that were transmitted through the medium of Sanskrit as the language. And so the Buddhist scriptures transmitted through the Sanskrit as a language flourished in many countries, such as China, from which it then went to Japan, Korea, and Vietnam. And then it went also, it flourished in Tibet, from which the transmissions were then went to Mongolia, and also a few republics in present-day Russian Federation. So in all of these countries where Buddhism transmitted through the Sanskrit literature were flourished, recitation of the Heart Sutra is an important part of the spiritual practice. So just as we
read in the section of the sutra that relates to the context of the origin of this Heart Sutra, and this text, this Heart Sutra on wisdom, was taught by the Buddha at Rajgir, in Rajgir at Vulture's Peak. And this teacher, the fully enlightened Buddha, who had totally overcome all limits, limitations, and negativity, and who had actualized all levels of realization of knowledge, such a Buddha himself was a product of the Dharma, which is the perfection of wisdom here. And Dharma, as we discussed before, as embodied in the realization of cessation, and the path that leads to that cessation is the true Dharma, and which is here the perfection of wisdom. And since
the resultant state, which is the attainment of full enlightenment, is such a perfect and fully enlightened state. Therefore, if we venerate and admire the result, the fruit, then we should also venerate and admire the causes which give rise to that kind of perfect fruition. So, to indicate this point, when Buddha taught the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, it is said that Buddha himself arranged the seat upon which he sat when giving this teaching. So in the scriptures also we find that, you know, often when the Buddha was teaching the sutras, all the members of the congregation, the monastic members, they would fold their yellow garments and stack them one above the other to make a throne upon which the teacher would sit and then give the teaching. This is, such veneration is not accorded to the person, because the person is really great, but rather the veneration is accorded to the teaching that the person is giving, the teaching that the person embodies and exemplifies. And this understanding of this point is very important. Therefore, in the Tibetan tradition, when a teaching is being given, and there is often the tradition to sit on a throne. However, this does not mean that the person who is sitting on the throne is holy or precious or something like that, but rather the teaching that is being taught by being seated on that throne is to be admired, venerated, and so on. To indicate this, before sitting on the throne, there is the custom for the teacher to make three prostrations to the throne that he or she is going to sit on. And also, once having climbed onto the throne, the person, the teacher, must recite a few verses from the sutra, reminding him or her the importance of reflecting upon the transient nature of phenomena and reciting verses from a sutra. So this custom has two importance. One is to remind oneself that it is the teaching that one must pay reverence to. And the second is to counter any potential threat of having a sense of self-importance. Because sometimes when a teacher sits on a high throne and gives a lecture, there is a danger that that such a person may generate a sense of self-importance or arrogance or pride. And in order to counter that, the teacher must reflect upon the sutras which present the importance of reflecting on transient nature of phenomena, impermanence, and so on. And also it is important to remind the teacher not to have his or her motivation of teaching defiled by mundane concerns. That there is this danger of someone who is sitting on a high throne and giving teaching having a sense of self-importance and pride is this danger is really very real. In fact, in Tibet, unfortunately, there was, to some extent, among the lamas, kind of a competition for the height of the throne. In fact, there is even an expression called the high throne syndrome. the throne syndrome. And in fact, we read in the fifth Dalai Lama's autobiography that, recognizing that there was this throne syndrome among the lamas, he said that at the teachings, the lamas would have, and they would arrange an equally high, exactly the same height of thrones for lamas. However, some clever attendants of the lamas would manage to slip in a slate under the mattress. And although the two thrones are exactly of the same height, but because one throne had a slate underneath the soft cushion, so as time went during the teaching, the throne which had this slate underneath the cushion would remain firm and still remain high, whereas the other one, where there was no slate, the soft cushion would sort of slowly become kind of squeezed and becomes depressed, so that it would look as if the Lama sitting on that was sitting on a lower throne.
저상가 베베지소 나노레 문에 지금 최 시부시 다르게 첨부리디 이네 다 최기 모두 나 난가도 잘 마시듯이 자 이네 알라마 치중스야디 할람지 다 별로 지금 이네 봐도 알라마 치면 그도 다 넘기다 따라 따라서 또 다시 로데 그러봐 지자네 지금 알라마 치중디 따바 먹는 게 더 지대한데 따바 먹고 배지 잡걸리 온다 고 잡군줄이 따라 먹고 온다 가버리 제사가 이제 오 나 들을 알라마 자시부시 피기스 때 따라 쉬시도 세다로 모두 안 그러면 자신 부시기 변에 지지 밀어 수십이나 나 빵고 방장에서 가게 매 그래 빵고 사발한 거 소지 다른 집에는 뒤치 사시나 어래 다른 집에는 좀 늦게 여행 중에 사시나 왜 이제 아부호 왜 이제 집에 님 좀 쉬고 지 쉬시면 지 다른 집에 뒤치 사시나 아니 저진 베르르무시 차샤나 당원에 지 누구 남는 대등에 지 배다 아주 내거래 소지 자 드림이 있잖아 원하라다 라마세아디 지 캐베견데도 주베견데 때네 라메 신이로 샤고를 마도 라메 유시 샤고를 마도 치트메 계속 짜니는 말이디 이네다고 지서 나러리야 내서 야고 마시면 그 둘로 된대겠다 견 처부터 가
so in Tibet although the Buddha Dharma flourished so extensively and so wide and, so deeply. Unfortunately, there was also some negative aspects to this, particularly given the level of understanding of the Buddha Dharma was in amongst the general public quite low. Often, the criteria by which the importance of a Lama is judged in the wrong way. For example, people would judge in terms of the height of the throne or how many horses are there in a caravan when Lama is in the procession, when the Lama is arriving. And people would say, oh, this must be a very high, he or she must be a very high Lama because in the procession there are so many horses in the caravan. But then it is also possible that a bandit, a well-known bandit, would also have a lot of horses in his caravan. Unfortunately, because the level of understanding of the Buddha Dharma was quite low among the general public, often people use the wrong criteria to determine the importance of a Lama and his or her realization. Properly speaking, the quality of a Lama should be judged, teacher should be judged on the basis of his or her spiritual knowledge and also practice and realization, and not by other external means. If you look at the history of Buddhism in Tibet, there are great teachers such as Milarepa, who really looked like a beggar with nothing, and also such as the great Kadamba master, Drumtempa, he was a truly humble, just an ordinary nomad, but was a great teacher. And also in the 20th century, quite recently, there was the Dzogchen master, Dzogchen Petul Rinpoche, who looked like just an ordinary wanderer with no real kind of apparels of greatness. And these were truly great spiritual masters and teachers, but had no sort of external kind of appearance of grandeur. So when there is no proper understanding of the essence of the Buddha's teachings, and the level of understanding is low, then sometimes such unfortunate things can happen.
Any teaching do 지금 철우 차세 면다 하는 데 쳐다. 다 들게 별이 다 들게 배지 온대기 와래. 담바 거진세 냠이 사졌으니 그 니기 지 우셔다면 데 시험데 가게 누가. 아니 다 진루 존이 다 남중 아주 좀 지잖아. 루루리야 다 이 챔비 진듬이 여배 인자 디 주도 여자 배지 있는 우셔 중민 누가 되시 망구실 우셔 중민 누가. 뭐도 나랜들 시르잖아. 디 우셔 되시 여러면 메신. 제 다가다 가이네면은 아주 별이야. 무시다 남정우 인자 대 카샤서 전부도 여래. 이제 샤무충도 저버 줘 알아다. 자 아니 그 샤무고 아니 저버서 간 신세. 아니 취신 담면도 입 담면도 심부도 쓰세. 이리 용되기도 와. 자 잠깐 아니 아주 넘지변은 즉 사기 근이 쓸 전에 즉 샤무 취실 때는 여치아서 내가 또 쳇기도 와. 와다. 자 이리 이면 인도 간단 아주 즉 저버 쳇대 아래야. 그리 도스디 가서 타로 풍부면으로 삼천되기. 자, 드레인드, 다, 지, 베베, 제단드네, 지, 쉐드베, 다, 지, 다, 로마도 태수밍에 드레기, 루수디, 글리글 드네 수위다, 지, 지, 다, 이안코 가소리, 미규레 대하소리, 중나? 야오야말. 그렇게 해서 가시가시 연대기도 와, 지, 벽이, 지, 최시의 유수, 벽을 남은 인사람들, 아니, 지, 철로 담면다, 지, 제단 담면다, 다, 저렇게 수수시워래. 당연히 다과 배워서 내가 다과 쉐드요. 당 안 주셔. 좀 된대기. 땡샤베 람. 아. 아니, 제다도 날린데 케베 시슝 직고 람지와레. 태도 망가레 저거레스. 슝디 때로 쓴 거레스. 다과디 쉐드요. 그때 내 인도자네 루루 약서로 써고 대라게 그게다 땡을 펌네. 지금 람든지에 대봐. 당 아주 제가 이네 디토로 두줄이. 다와 이네 디토로 두줄이. 다시 가다 가이네. 슝름 대충부 디가는 줘야 돼. 빼게 해서 버리자. 쟤는 아주 지금 아동야로 보조야 서로 지금 담배를 참조야 하는데 마음대로 근심 담배를 심취하는데 용어되기 누가. 내가 그런 걸 두면 뭐인데 미국 교수님들이 용도 가버렸대. 이니 찌를 암신으로 걸어야 안 드셔보는 시리. 지금 날린데 등루총이 캐베 슝 디대는 줘야 돼. 빼게 해서 버리자.
Similarly in Tibet, some of you will have observed that there was also a lot of emphasis placed on the external appearance of different costumes, colorful costumes, and also great attention was paid to the appearance and the shape and the size of the hats. But if you look at the example of the Buddha Shakyamuni, who is our teacher, Buddha did not have any hats, nor it is open to question whether the Indian masters such as Nagarjuna, Asanga and so on, the six ornaments of the two supreme masters, really had any hats, although some of them are often depicted as wearing hats in the tankas, but in Nalanda monastery it is open to question whether they were actually wearing such hats. In Tibet perhaps there was some excuse because it was very cold and maybe hat is useful, but then Tibet especially if the teachers were bald, then of course a hat would be, of course a hat would be very helpful, very useful. However, Tibetans went to the extreme and really, you know, sort of making very elaborate sort of shapes and sizes and appearance of these hats, so much so that you know, there is sometimes the tendency to distinguish the different schools of Tibetan Buddhism on the basis of the color of the hats, which is very unfortunate. And so I think it is very important, as I point out to Tibetans quite often, that it is very important for us now to really look at the essence of the Buddha's teachings and also understand the teachings of the great Indian masters of the Nalanda and so on, and really try to recognize that the true ruler or the measure or the gauge by which we determine the validity and the importance of the our Buddhist teachings should be really judged on the basis of whether or not they are in accordance with the teachings of these great Indian masters and the Buddha. And through this way, we should really have our priorities right, so that the essence of the teachings is what matters, not the external colorful costumes and the appearance. And also, for example, like the philosophical views of Buddhist practice and the conduct of a Buddhist practice, and all of these should be really grounded in the writings of these great Indian masters and the Buddha, rather than putting greater emphasis on such external appearances as beating of drums or playing of cymbals or performing mask dances and wearing different kind of masks and so on. Although these rituals do have a place in the overall spiritual life, but one must know, you know, which one is the which one needs to given the priority. And the reason why I say this is that it is important because now, as Buddhism comes to the West, there is a slight danger that the Western students may also follow the wrong, adopt the wrong aspect of the Tibetan Buddhist culture, and there are indications sometimes that this may be happening. I've seen some cases where people who are claiming to be teachers of Tibetan Buddhism wearing really strange costumes and strange hats, and so this is a sort of a beginning of adopting the wrong aspects of the Tibetan Buddhist culture.
Nge perjis deuge da lo ni sum khon lin be ye nga jamen lia lebj kdu lia nga de sa da hoje khmi de na lo lia kudang ge shi kudang jene si kudang shi do di wa de chaba chi chi sha chaba de da ngone shan da ba wa jene si ge da yi ge zo da ge me jimu de ba wa jene si shen in de sham de mi gindu be de yana chi men de pyu de be so ro yana chi nyam sha she de be so ro yana chi la tyam sha de be so ro chi be ina ju gu sha yo re me chaba de nga chi she bu shi she je ko se jim deng ge 제자가 이제 가 야브르 세스 어 다가죠 더 찍다 거기 나 가서 그게 어떤 질문 중에 시제미 시샤 시제미 찍이 제가 그러면 다 대대체 시절에 이제 같이 부시에 있는 수스데 미제 찍이 세진 피고스키 되샤 되는지 되샤 제자가 파고 제네스 검대 시절에 세진 피제 세진사 뭐 피제 샤반데 세리 파고 제네스리 한 차야선데 근데 가서서 점대 달리 세진 피야기 제가로 떴어
I'll give you an example. About 2 or 3 years ago, when I was in Germany, I was visiting Germany. In the hotel where I stayed, in my room, they have arranged a tanka to be displayed there. And it was the tanka of Avalokiteshvara. And below Avalokiteshvara was a small figure, a monk. And of course it would have been appropriate in a tanka of Avalokiteshvara to have a small monk, figure of a monk below Avalokiteshvara, if the monk was, say, making a mandala offering to Avalokiteshvara, or the monk depicted in a meditative posture, you know, doing the meditation of Avalokiteshvara practice. That was not the case. The monk was beating a drum and playing a cymbal, and next to the monk was a figure of a lay person holding a ritual a teapot to make tea offerings to the protectors. So which is of course very inappropriate. Maybe and I found out that the tanka was the artist was the Westerner, and so maybe in his mind this monk was making this tea offering to Avalokiteshvara as imagining Avalokiteshvara to be a protector. So unfortunately, if this is the case, then the same kind of rituals of tea offering may also be made to the Buddha as well.
Namjiu da phaba ngazo ji kombatir chibe khudulia 이게 쌍가 난게 더버 투베 공부 난이 되려야 딱 뭐냐 전화 딱 아주 남았으면 되리 뭐냐 기견스는 되리 딱 신디도 치면 정주 마도고 발이야 뭐냐 다시 남등기 다 남아 터도 되리 다 눈이 장수 될 땐 거 버려 시에는 될 시에 거 버려 그래봐 레디네 디 더버 투베 공부 종리야 아니 저 시에 삼을 시에 되리 뭐스데 쿠조르실이야 강원 넘공식은 강강사 민스다제
Also, there are other aspects of other unfortunate aspects of the Tibetan custom. For example, if you walk into a typical temple in a Tibetan monastery, of course, at the head of the hall, in the center, there will be an image of the Buddha Shakyamuni, which is as it should be. And in fact, the Buddha Shakyamuni for Buddhist practitioners is really our teacher, and also he's our guide. The one who reveals us the path for enlightenment. Therefore, it is in the Buddha Shakyamuni that if we can, should entrust our entire spiritual well-being, our entire well-being. And if we need to have some sense of fear out of conscience for negative actions and so on, it should be towards the Buddha and because of the reverence to Buddha. However, this is not the case. People may pay homage to the Buddha and feel admired, but where the people will pay the most attention is in the corner of the temple. There will be a small dark room, which is called the protector's shrine room. And there, the Tibetans, when they walk into this, people will be whispering. It will be as if there is a sense of awe there. And also people act as if they are terrified. And also if they have any offerings of money to be made to the temple, they would make it there rather than in the main temple. And in fact, the monk who is in charge of making the tea offerings to the tea offering rituals to the protectors is the one who gets that. Sorry, this offering of beverage, which includes tea but also alcohol, to the protectors, this ritual is called Serkim. In fact, this section of the temple, this dark room, is where they generate the most revenues.
Shugo lo mangu kanyin se teni, shugo ngol ya pu ya u jesha sige. Te kwa ngosipa te, kera ngol pu shu jesha kajar sige, chachin se sejim de shio sa da ngol chugu yu sejim de. Chesang ngol ya sejim chugu da go ma u da subi u la duwa.
It's just an aside. I heard from someone that I know that in Tibet there was a monk who was an attendant in one of these Dhammapala, the protector shrine rooms. And where the main task is to continually pour this beverage offering, this ritual. This monk was originally bald, but after some time he started having hair grown on his head. And then someone asked him, how come that you now have hair on your head? You used to be bald. And the monk said, I don't know, but maybe the only explanation is that every time I make this ritual offering of the beverage, a little bit that is left over in my hand, some kind of the drops that are on my hand, I just put it on my head. So maybe those who are bald and would like to have hair grown, probably that's the solution.
Tenga pöliya da, on da hakbara ini labyun sumdi chedi adi. Labyun sumdi chedi adi ki ini gyönchibul habya sosh tongi. 거브리 판바이 된데 중요하래. 챤데들이 이베는 판바이 중요하래데. 다 되게 아니 가서 생기 총사 와총배 소리 차체. 근데 내가 또하네. 뭐나라 지금 다 담바 냠매야기 되는데 시부 총배 소리 통해.
And also in particular this Tibetan tradition of having one person acting both as the kind of as the secular leader and also a spiritual leader, religious leader in different communities, that has also led to all kind of abuses and also shortcomings in the system. Of course, this system has contributed great benefits in the past, but at the same time, this system has also contributed to a lot of mal practices.
자 되는 인도당 나르네스 나르테 나랑 사물로기 담바 그린 시행이 다 젠당 내마시야데 랑그랑 슈다다데 비케지 모르샤.
So it is important for all of us, including myself, who consider ourselves as followers of the Buddha, to constantly check oneself.
나치리간 때도 나제 배지직미도 나제 배지직미도.
For example, in my own case, whenever sit on a high throne to give a teaching, a sense of self-importance is something that, pride is something that does not really arise in me.
이나야 삼년 날이야 직진 최제기. 어, 딱 내 직 최셔야지. 내만 대셔로디 미주 떨었던 게 여러 명 다섯으로 들여 남 루스를 챙기도 가. 직진 최제가 남도 리기도 가.
So although
떠나가 맨날 메고 어디 리기도 가 삼 날.
So although sense of pride and self-importance does not arise in me, but in the corner of my mind, once in a while, it does happen, which is that my thoughts may become defiled by other mundane considerations. Saying, you know, for example, like I would delight if someone gives me compliments for my lecture, and of course, I would be disappointed if someone criticizes it. So that's a kind of a vulnerability to the mundane considerations.
So today, in the Chidigale, Jigden Shigele, Dudua.
So we can see that even on this throne, the influence of the mundane considerations can reach there.
So, what we get information?
Therefore, it's very important to, you know, to be careful.
Jenny, 최소한이야 직전 최저에게 남도도 만져보시고 해야 되겠지 말이야.
So, in order to ensure that your Dharma practice becomes truly a Dharma practice, it is important to make sure that your states of mind, your mental states and motivations are not defiled by any mundane considerations known as the eight mundane considerations or eight mundane concerns.
Any milia, she won't you share sort of energy, do move to Talia, Namra chair sort of, and did a chef, you tado chair, pensu tado chair, and the only doa, so she starts of such a warisha.
Otherwise, if you know, by taking the position of a teacher and being seated on a throne, if sense of self importance and arrogance or pride arises, then this leaves oneself open to other. Flaws such as there is a danger of then abusing one's power and also becoming corrupted by sort of expecting sort of considerations of accumulating wealth and also feeling envious of other teachers and you know being jealous and having a sense of rivalry. So all of these then comes once you have a sense of pride.
What are the data in it? That the other Jumden data, Tacato Chile, Kerne, things in number shoe. That the name Jumden Degi, that Tacato Chinlogi, Chinji level Gone, any Sagi two Genesis, any Sherry Punibudin, but Chosen and I, that was him by it.
So, as we read in the text of the Heart Sutra, Buddha entered into the meditative absorption called profound appearance of the profound, and by the power of his meditative concentration, Shariputra and Avalokiteshvara were inspired, who then enters into a dialogue which give rise to the whole sutra. So we read in the sutra that any noble son or noble daughter who wishes to engage in the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should train in this way. So this reference to the practice of the profound perfection or practice of the profound refers to the bodhisattva deeds in general, which are embodied in the practices of the six perfections. And here, in particular, it refers to the perfection of wisdom. And the perfection of by perfection of wisdom, what we mean is it is what is known as the ultimate bodhicitta, which is the direct realization of emptiness. And it's not just a direct realization of emptiness, but also a direct realization of emptiness complemented by the generation of the altruistic intention to attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all beings, which is bodhicitta. So the direct realization of emptiness complemented by the factor of skillful means, which is bodhicitta, this is what is referred to as the perfection of wisdom or prajna paramita. So, and therefore, the bodhicitta, the altruistic intention, is not only important as a motive, initial motive, but also it is important to be present as a complementary factor or a reinforcing factor. And the bodhicitta, this altruistic intention, is arises from the force of compassion. So it is the compassion towards all sentient beings which then give rise to the bodhicitta, which is accompanied by two aspirations. One is the aspiration to bring about the welfare of other sentient beings, and the other is the aspiration to attain Buddhahood for their sake. So when you have such an altruistic intention endowed with these two aspirations, then you have actualized or realized bodhicitta, the altruistic intention. This then motivates you to engage in the bodhisattva's deeds, which are enshrined in the practices of the six perfections, and among which the most important is the perfection of wisdom, which is the sixth perfection. So this perfection of wisdom is this direct realization of emptiness, complemented by bodhicitta, is what is a level of realization which is actualized when you reach the first level of the Bodhisattva Bhumi.
Oh yeah. 다데네 아다 가서 쉬야기 포봉가 버터 저 신이 똥 받나 봐 양다 버 쳐서 따오 세네다 송대야 들려야 응네 에 다 에 가서 올다 뭐 이제 아가리야 다 간다 지금 좀 더 신장을 좀 더 먹고 싶으시겠다 예배 나네 어 뒤에 뒤에 안한거는지 난 나무진이다 그 용되게 요래. 자, 드리인도 다 대두 용갱게 다가 뭔가 세대아디 가다지다 심주시에서 잡아셔서 차되게 요래. 대신도 애니 대화도 통해 강을 때는 용야게 지다 친한게 깨 알아서 변나 류지 원불로 써봐. 지다가는 신기지 치 수조로 써봐. 내가 친한게 깨 멍구주의다 봐. 디디 컨데스 중원에 가르친 중원에 신에다 저어디 용되게 와. 자, 근데 다네 따와 에네 가시고 그게 대화도 동네기 친한게 깨디디 에네 야 타르 또나 유밀리 중원에 있을 때 안 오고 양아지 딱 배줄리 중원에 있을 때 안 오고 근데기 엔단 뒤주 나서지 그 용되게 와. 다디네 디도 롱 쪼바브 남 다감 강사 세안디 그 제일을 자네 제 만한 롤 텐지라 에네 미기 숙통할 때네 에네 네 통사지 미기 통사 디지고 뭐 이거 미기 통할 때네 네 통사바지 롤 텐지 시작도 와 더듬 백급이 말하는 줄 롤이야. 배나 나의 륜이다. 나의 배나 류 배가시고를 배 개신 커버지. 양나 배 내장이 류지다. 지금 쌤배 아니 렌신 띠무고. 근데 지금 배다 쌤디 지금 집을로서로 준비했나? 지금 집을로 쌤배 집을로 로 태워서를 다 간다. 집을로야기 집을로는 되버렸지. 근데 그 사무실에 있는 사람에 집을로 캔디 더듬 루신 로왕 중에 나직 퍼스트에 지금 예대버릇이 로르지 샤디기도 와. 자, 딘데기 때문에 따오, 나, 나스야디, 사무스당윤디, 오, 따디, 나스니 루신 로왕 줄겐식. 대사도 마세베, 애니, 생각진 되겐식이 세베이나, 생각만은 들어와. 니네 치면 로야. 양나베르 류 다가와도 세베 이나야, 신유 뒤기, 풍부 뒤, 개베 뒤리야, 풍부 요시부 신사를 뒤, 이네, 아니, 나세야 찍찍, 나 셈베 뒤, 나 탈베 뒤, 나 개베 뒤, 세야 찍. 그 옆에 이 사람은 딘데기다, 김젠라 땐에, 나세야 뒤, 풍부를 턴 셈도, 또 좀더 요래, 사지. 풍부를 왕 죽인게, 나, 풍부를 턴 셈베시. 그래서 풍부 두문 뒤신, 소대에, 깨지깨지, 직베 다니, 대로왕 중에 나한테 직부 딱봐 유험해 보십니다. 쉐드기 그래.
So yesterday we spoke about we read the concise summary of the presentation of emptiness in the sutra which read they should see insightfully, correctly, and repeatedly that even the five aggregates are empty of inherent nature or inherent existence. So here I briefly mentioned that on this issue of the nature of self, in the past, in ancient India, there were so many different philosophical schools of thought in understanding the nature of self or the person. So what all of this suggests is, you know, the importance of understanding the causation of suffering and happiness, because the fact that we all naturally possess
an innate desire to be happy and overcome suffering is an undisputed fact which we all share. And therefore, given this basic disposition to be happy, to seek happiness and to overcome suffering, what is of utmost concern to us as sentient being is the experience of pain and pleasure, experience of happiness and unhappiness. This is something that we are most concerned with, and also this is something that we need to be concerned about. So the question is, where does suffering come from? Where does happiness come from? And what is the nature of this being, this self or the individual who is the subject of the experience, who undergoes the experience of pain and pleasure, who undergoes the experience of happiness and unhappiness? So so this sort of question of the nature of the being, the nature of the individual or the person, has been an important issue in the past in ancient India among both Buddhist and non-Buddhist schools. And also, when you try to understand the cause, the origination or the causal processes of suffering and unhappiness, we also realize that our experience of suffering and unhappiness really arises in relation to multiple factors and conditions. The conditions include both our internal factors, such as our sense organs, our own personal experiences, and so on, our perceptions and so on. And also it includes external objects, such as visible forms, sound, tactile sensation, and tastes, and so on. So what exactly is the nature of these things that cause, that give rise to our experience of pain and pleasure in relation to them? And do they really exist? And in what way do they exist? So again, that is an issue that has been a focus of major reflection in ancient India. So in relation to this question of their origin of both the external world of experience and also the internal world, and also the subject of that experience, the being, the individual, there have been, of course, various metaphysical responses, replies, answers to this. Some maintain that things and events, including self, come into being for no reason, for no cause, out of no cause. Others argue that there is an absolute original cause, which is eternal, unchanging, and unitary, and so on. And so the issue of the origination of things and events, and also the self or the person or the being which interacts, engages with them, has been an important focus of reflection in the past. And particularly the analysis of the nature of self, the being, the individual who experiences, who undergoes the experience, have been a very important focus of analysis. For example, from our own personal experience, if we try to observe, what is this self, what is this I, you know, how does the this I consciousness, this sense of selfhood arises? We can, you know, there is a sense of this sense of selfhood, this I consciousness is really innate, it's very natural and instinctual. For example, if you are hurt physically, say your hand is hurt, you have the instinctive sense, I am hurt. Although your hand is not you, but instinctively you feel, you identify with that experience and you feel, I am hurt. So there is this, in relation to our body, the sense of selfhood or sense of I arises. Yet at the same time, you know, this I or the self is not completely identifiable with your body, because again, if you think further and try to imagine a situation, say, if, do a kind of a thought experiment, if you were given the opportunity that your old sort of used body were to be exchanged with a very fresh body of a youth, from the depth of your heart, there is a real willingness that you will exchange your body for that better body. So this suggests that there is a belief somewhere in the depth of our heart, there is a self or the being who, for whom this exchange would benefit. Similarly, we would also feel the same way with our mind if we were given the opportunity to exchange our mind, the deluded, ignorant mind, with that of the mind, Buddha's fully enlightened mind. Then, of course, from the depth of our heart, there will be again a willingness to enter into this exchange. This suggests too that we do not identify completely with our mind, because you know this willingness, this preparedness to exchange your mind for someone else's mind suggests that there is a belief somewhere in the depth of our heart that in the aftermath of exchanging, doing this exchange, there is still that person or the being who is going to benefit from this exchange. So in our naive, sort of ordinary sense, we have a kind of a feeling of a self or a being who is in some sense the master of our body and mind, who is the controller, and yet at the same time it is independent. It is some kind of, it has its own distinct identity. And in the case of those who believe in rebirth, this sense of selfhood is seen as crossing, sort of expanding across different lifetimes. And even those who do not believe in multiple lives, even within this one, within the framework of a single life, we also think of, the same person going through the passage of life from childhood to a middle age and so on. So there is a belief that there is something that keeps the continuum across the time.
Yeah. That Sanjay be any today ke da kaso le lusun lo wang jung ne ke da phungbu le thuen shen do yo ma de is. Ba da jeni That day, Paji, that Zana Paji, I made a gun, Paji Ligari, because Zana Nia, Mabaji, Imbarela, any Giganda, Pungu Turku, Tene, Chigda, Nadrigata, Kasuri, Gimma Gibda. That's the Manguchi for Shayo in the Sane, Kanda, Pungbuta, the Pungule, Tren Shendo in the Yamaris. Nine, any, Takwa Chiku Rao, the Kuni Chava. But the day, Chasa, any Nanjing ki mikbe ngadi pungula tension da yamaris, da pungu semne yare, pungula tene to the vest race, pungula tene to the vest, da pungu semne, red, da pungula tene yare yadavish, pungu tene yadavish, somewhere.
No. Sir, I forgot to mention that because of this problematic nature of the identity of this self or the individual, many non Buddhist schools felt the need to posit the self or soul, Atman, as enjoying some kind of absolute status and characterized by being unitary, unchanging, and independent or autonomous. Buddhist schools, on the whole, reject this notion of there being a self or a soul, eternal principle that is unitary, unchanging, and autonomous. Buddhists argue that self or the person is really contingent upon the mental and physical constituents of the individual or of the being, the aggregates. And also, if you were to search for this essence of a self or the person, it is through critical analysis, it is unfindable. And also, it is only on the basis of the passage of time of the physical and the mental aggregates that one can speak of the person or the being going through a passage of time. When the body and the mind becomes old, the person becomes old, and so on. And so Buddhist rejects this notion of there being an independent, absolute, eternal principle. And they also, the Buddhists also argue that this conception of self as eternal, unchanging, absolute principle is in fact a metaphysical construct. It's just a mere postulation. And this because this is not how we, in our normal, innate understanding of selfhood, this is not how normally we would imagine it to be the case. And they argue that because sense of selfhood exists in all sentient beings, yet this belief in this conception of self as an eternal, unchanging, autonomous reality is present only in the mind of metaphysicians, only in the mind of people who have given it an intellectual thought. So they argue that therefore the self can only be understood, self or the person can only be understood on the basis of the physical and mental aggregates as a dependent phenomenon.
다 전에게 에 가서 그게 에 따뜻지랑 소를 전에게 다 요마를라 보다 풍부히 대신도 다 요마를라 아니 다가는 신기 다 세한디 다 풍부로 왜 쉬우지가 봐 뜻으로 전부 쳐네 풍부로 떼는 여행 하지 마도 풍부리야 배 왕주게 랑자원으로 지기 다도 주요 말에 말한서 롤 헨젤이야 아니 풍부로 왕중내기 다 그다음에 이제 풍부 컬부터보다 아니 다도 저부터부터니 아니 왕줄겐시 롤이야 샤데기 여래디 이네 어다 딘데기 랑자베 이네 왕줄겐 딘데지 요마레스 제네 와다 니기 아니 강사 다음에 있어야 돼 그래서 숨기면
So Buddhists having rejected the notion of there being a self or an eternal the soul principle that is independent of the physical and the mental aggregates or the physical and the mental constituents of the individual, argues that self or the person is really heavily dependent upon the existence of the physical and the mental aggregates. And it is only on the basis of the physical and the mental aggregates the existence of the self or the person can be understood. And moreover, Buddhists argue that the sense of self as kind of a master over the body and mind, which we have in our naive perception of self, is also a false understanding of self, because there is the self does not exist as independent, having some kind of independent reality, and being autonomous as a controller or a master of mind and body. Therefore, in this way, the Buddhist rejects the concept of selfhood and embraces the doctrine of no self or anatman. So except for few subdivisions of the Vaibhashika school of Indian Buddhism, all the Buddhist schools of thought except embrace the Buddha's teach the Buddha's doctrine of no self or anatman. So out of the 18 or the four principal divisions of Vaibhashika or the 18 subdivisions. Out of these, few schools do accept some notion of selfhood. Otherwise, all Buddhist schools of thought embrace the Buddha's doctrine of no self or anatman.
Mula sawasa tu watan saya tiche. Jana lada yu tebe, tumjun peche, shusung teba, tamang gupta. Chino ta teba, ato sumbu da ato tengsang tu yuwe sushtu wa, sumbu diga.
So these four main divisions of Vaibhashika school, they were mainly Vinaya schools, and one of them is the Theravada school, which is still flourishing, and the other one is the Mula Sarvastivada tradition, whose Vinaya practice is followed by the Tibetan Buddhist tradition. And then the Vinaya tradition we find in the Chinese Buddhism is that of the Dharmagupta tradition. So we can see that three of these four divisions of Vaibhashika is still alive. So Dharmagupta, to be more precise, Dharmagupta tradition is not one of the four main divisions of Vaibhashika. It's actually a subset of one of the four divisions. So, I think it is the Mahasamgika. But his holiness was saying that he doesn't fully remember it, but also the monks on the stage, they don't seem to remember it either.
Janita, Kasati, and what do you say? Janita, Shandu's the day, and she told you about Debe, and the Nedebe Debe, pretty moksha, the Pali Nansu. She told you about Debe, and Sostabadi, Lexana Yerche. That digi, Sosotarbe, pretty moksha, missing mother, Tumama, change the name. And the Pali Dona Lolia, Tim Niger, the issues of Dunshe. Dinala, you may be right. You need to do in me. Marbe, is it? Chene Oda, Dinala, and the Lejakian again, the Potimoxan Alolia, Musima, Queshaviti, Nijek, the Zen Alota, my Yam Shiltsa Sujimta, Nijek, the Nam Yam Shiltsa Cheni, any. Nije Dijutanga Mayimba, Nije Jada Juni. So, this change is an any, Tim Nijan, which was a child.
Although this is just an aside, but the Theravada tradition, the Vinaya practice in the Theravada tradition, the monastic discipline, is based on the Pratimoksha Sutra, the scripture on monastic discipline, the individual liberation, as it is known. Is based on the Pali language, Pali scripture, and the Mula Sarvastivada tradition of monasticism, which the Tibetans follow, is based on the Sanskrit version of the Pratimoksha Sutra, the monastic discipline sutra. And so in the Pali tradition, in the Pratimoksha, Pali tradition of monastic discipline sutra, the explicit precepts of a fully ordained monk is listed as 227, whereas in the Sanskrit tradition, it is listed at 253. And the difference between the two arises from different ways of enumerating the secondary precepts. In the Pali tradition, the list is 75, and in the Sanskrit tradition, the 75 is elaborated and the list is 112. So that's the only variations between the two Vinaya. So this is the fifth category of the precepts in the monastic codes or ethical codes.
Jenny, Jenny, Dawa, Dantisha, Simbin. Jenny, Dawa, Dindu Yindu, and that. Sanjay Vichu Moimba, the Taiwan Yachin Zane, any 다대 신유 중고 지난이 소는 신기 다도 다외 신유 다 롤 헨지기 능지 예배 탈이야 아더베 떡지 라와 진제기 그게 다 다지 쳇드니는 바 줄체 너유르잖아 곧 능지 헨지 땡도 당해서 좋아 나와 상제베 최기 다 가수를 그게 된된데베 있네 왕 중에 나지 다 떡지 라와 다 풍물의 변심에 다다 파샤데 그러나 나란주 리스민 왕 중에 저도 불러 샤대야게 된데게 나 랑자와지 요마데 있어 다들 숨이 버려 저 된데 인도 닥대 신유 중에 지다 고겐지 디응은에 다 가수를 그게 다 지난 쇼를 왜래 나가다 사이에 쳐다 사이에 쳐 뭐인 왜다 캐버지 퇴용 요한이 쳐대
From the point of view of the philosophical position, the difference, the demarcation between the Buddhist and a non-Buddhist school of thought in ancient India was really made on the basis of one's position on the nature of self. So the non-Buddhist school, who on the whole accept the notion of conception of a self as an eternal, unchanging, autonomous reality, from the Buddhist point of view, this belief in a self as an absolute eternal principle reinforces our innate tendency to believe in some kind of self as a master that controls our body and mind. Of course, Buddhists reject this notion of self, not only the metaphysical conception of self as postulated by non-Buddhist schools, but also Buddhists argue that our innate conception of self as some kind of distinct reality that that is the controller of our body and mind, that is also false. So it's the negation or the rejection of conception of selfhood that that characterizes a school of thought as a Buddhist.
자자가 신앙의 개발 따윈제야 지다 다 가서 그게 잠준제야로 소문도 와 제다가다 조어대다 따윈제야들이 사실은 이번 인도산에 아니 따와가다가 철제시 다 개랑에디 다 가다 가쇼래 남과체제 근데 이번 인도산에 누제 선제 미다와 사실 선제 동야와 최 선제 동시에 다음에 양하는 데가 쉬웠어야 어느 등대기 철제시부터 되겠는데라
So it is on the basis of the philosophical positions that distinction is made between, demarcation is made between a school of thought as being Buddhist or non-Buddhist. So because of this, we speak of the four seals of Buddhism. So from the philosophical point of view, a school of thought that adheres to the four seals is a Buddhist school of thought. These four seals are that all composite phenomena are transient and impermanent. All contaminated phenomena are in the nature of suffering. That's the second seal. And all phenomena are empty and devoid of selfhood. That's the third. And nirvana is the true peace. That's the fourth seal.
So that day, Dushin Chikun Kishin Wan Senim. That Dujin Ji. 유진 뉴베번에 제방 깨바 즉 깨베 최신 인신자래야 아니 그 깨지 누르라래 제베래 대안에 빠른 거 안서다 가서 우리 그게 균진 집어디 좀 매겨봐 안서배 통수도 예대로 차대기 봐 지난 경고 간다 간이네 그 균진 집어야지 자다 든든도 지기 균 가야지 예 친절래야 그 깨지 직부지기 매나 그 균지발 배용도구 말해 그 깨지 그거 이니 표시 공오 육이세는 타마대 이니 그 균 가려야지 융기 가려 써다 균지 직부지 이해 되는지 진짜로 그 깨지 직부다 이니 배치 하되 가래 그 깨지 민지하고 깨지 배 따도 되는 집에 이나 깨지 당부 깨지 입에 두 걸레 배 뉴비스 다이어나 대수부 시부시는 거라 또 뉴미시는 거 대고야지 이번 주는 뉴니 집어도 시아가 가혹살 자 근데 이번 인도다 깨지 지야데 다야 지난말 로기 아니 가서 이제 전지 전이 가래 계속 시스템 송대 지기 코로코로 양 뒤에로 사업 지기 거기 때 직송기 어디다 지나로 나보산지에 왜 취하기 다 좀 더 조치해야 되기 되기 간다 직배 깨지 깨지 지기야 뒤 친중기 규 사업도 잡아 말해 있어 그다음 깨지 육컬에 직배 단위도 깨버려 있어 자 뒤에 인배인들 깨지 당부 깨지 입에 들수 마대바디 마대바산 마인바 깨지 당부 코란한 것 들수 미드배 모를 줄수 말해 있어 자 깨지 당부 코란 코란한 것 정도일라 직배 단위도 주바디 가리 잡았으면 깨지 규 잡아야 있어 자 뒤에 인배인들 안에 깨지 잡아 깨지 규 코란 직배 단위도 깨버려 직배 단위도 주바디 있어 자 뒤에 인들 안에 아 뒤지 쇼 칸다 칸이나야 돼 탐자로 랑 두르네 직비 단위도 두스버리 잡아요.
So now to deal with the first seal of Buddhism, first of the four seals of Buddhism, which is that all composite phenomena are impermanent. So what this suggests is that that all things and events that are perceptible that we experience are in actual fact. Going through a process of cessation, even a moment-by-moment basis. And the fact that things do come into being and things do cease to exist at a certain point, that they break or disappear or become dismantled and so on, is something that is we all observe in our day-to-day experience. It's something that doesn't need any logical argumentation. However, for a thing or an event to have an origination and then coming to cease, to have an end, there must be a process of change that is taking place on even on a moment-by-moment basis. The cessation does not come about within a single instance. So this, because without a thing going through a process of aging or process of disintegration on a moment-by-moment basis, if things do not change on a momentarily basis, then it is very difficult to understand how things can come into being and then all of a sudden comes to an end. So the fact that things do come to an end suggests that they are, by moment, they are going through a process of change. And so the Buddhist schools on the whole, except for Vaibhashika, which has a understanding of this process of change and cessation in a slightly different way. All the main Buddhist schools of thought accept that that all things and events, the moment they come into being with a seed for their own cessation. It is not as if there is a cause that produces them and then after a certain point another condition is met, which then causes its destruction or cessation. And the Buddhists understand that the very fact that causes things and events to come into being has also implanted the seed for the cessation of these things and events. So in a sense, from the very first instance of the origination of a thing, they also have the nature of cessation. They also have the nature of coming to an end. So it's not that things do come into being and then they remain for a long period of time unchanging and then all of a sudden they cease to exist. And the very cause that causes the origination of a thing also causes eventually the cessation of the thing or an event.
주버슬럽나 깨밤 주버슬럽나 즉추 가서다 내대야지 강밤 지버슬럽나 바 맨드야지 그니 겐주스르스도와 레디니 아더디 지버샤 미다버샤 전다데 깨직 머슬럽 이온데 그 깨슴 니니 깨지 윤드야지 자 근데 이 메이드잖아요 그 가서 그게 뉴신 체바 코라 뉴신 체섬 니네 직베 더니도 깨지 직도야 직베 더니도 좀 돼야 돼 있어 그래서 니네 인도 그 미다바 야오 삼당 인도 그 뉴신 체바시 인신자가 삼월로 미다바 인도지
Generally speaking, when we think about the idea of something coming into being or something being originated, we have a kind of a positive notion of growth. We look at it from a more affirmative angle, and we have a kind of a positive notion of growth, production, and so on. And similarly, when we think of the end of something, the destruction of something, or cessation of some, you know, the existence of something, then we have the negative conception of what was grown before coming to an end. However, and we see these two as being incompatible, contradictory. However, if we reflect more deeply on the deeper understanding of what is meant by impermanence, according to Buddhism, we will see that the very definition of impermanence is they are momentarily changing. So momentariness is the definition of impermanence. The momentariness is the essential quality of impermanence. So when you see, understand impermanence in those terms, then you will understand that the coming into being and cessation are in fact not really contradictory. They are in some sense two sides of the same thing. The very fact something comes into being also makes it possible for that to cease. And when you understand impermanent of all things, then you understand that they are moment by moment, they are going through this process of cessation or and destruction.
Then you were sagwe gyujung dunghe nis. Sagwa da jeba chi yina, and dunghe vera chire isi. Then tele ya, jir kashogur pake kamsumbudini samsammo shen songwa na shenge. Dida do digi yinde gongbaya dren yu zane namrigwa chidun mendung yinzu dan yanko drabajyada mendajungu yaradi yinne da anda lung digi gongba zoda gongba ngoda da karasilaba yinna semle shenbe chababu yamariz da diri yinme yu zane kamsumbudini samsammo shen da songwa yinmari semle shenbe chababu yamariz So, the day in the Dawatakwe, Umojuganala, ya, Simni, Gin, Semjan, Jigdenda, Nurji, Jidishina, Nazo, Kurtsen. Kada, any, Chinuji, Kaba, Inenda, Nanju, Yipa, Pungu, Inenda, did Tamjalo, Zawazawa, any, Kashuri, and Semji Kubaris, Semji Chavaris. So, that Semji Kubam, Semji Chavas, Yadi, Semji Toka, Tasam, Kitcher, Jugobaim. Under the Pazi Dujing corner, sometimes something is sorry. So that Kandachi under the Jujin Jigden, Nujin Jigden, Sun Yuzane, Pazi Matawa Shishan Sung Yoda, Jujin Jigden, Nujin Jigden. So that indeed the that Dunga Wonder of Jigli, that Dunga of Dagada, Matawa Jigdenia Samista, that D. Yuzane. Donabe, Ta Matagi, that Chesha Kaina, Tamjalo, any Kashuki, Ran Rangi, to get a good again at any Yongoya, dear Tatu in the Sane, any Sim Tuma to get any Yaji, Chaviari. Then I undertake a shivan, I said, Tamjabe, Simji Dunyris, your money, Simji Dunyris and Dilusi, your demembering. Said the name in Duco, Simle Tan Shembe, Chu Chu Yavari. So that the Yidi was singing, give at the Mariti, Yine, that the National Shack House, Yawjan Arishin with what? Yawjan Arishin, the Taganda, G. Kasuri, Mobra Aralia, Kora Rangi, Zindi, Juchi, the Yungiari, Penangaranza, G. Tadeb and a Pungu Digi, the good Jasuri. Nyeling Juya, Dayton Bayna, Nujit the Toma Masakungi, Juji the Masako Nujit the Chawa, Nujit the Masakungi, Ta, and the Tonga Kadulia, Pajita, Kai Du Saji, Nanke Du Saji, Tungunasuan and Shingi, Tungok Junasuan and Rijita, Kai Du, Dine, Pajita Yondegari. Jazanga, Chi Nugi, another day the Rebana, Dora Shashana. 예, 링리야, 코레니엘링, 야, 데이드산에, 어다 두두기, 직전 동배 개배 거두기 있다 가다 지금 저러고 뒤는 용돼야지 저러고 뒤는 용다 가다 카이 뒤세 난게 뒤세다 야 이네 난게 뒤세 딱봐시 무디고 내봤는 시기 딱봐 뒤 패지 말해 거래 줄줄하지 자 이제 이 인도 산에 또 뒤찍래 줄발라 뒤찍래 줄발 총발라 아니 림베림베림베시아니 그 펜을 뒤두기다 깬도 줄대야지 오늘기도 와. 다 디나는 다 레지 집안 줄대기와 레지 집에 왕기. 이니 그 남바로 보고 샹드샹드 줄대야지. 디네를 때는 이니 디두기 펜을기 다 그 댄싱해지 차기도 와. 다 디나 레레인 거 알아. 다 레스 이산에 머시 류마가 레 수심바 여래디 이니 조조디 일레가는 거 되게 여래. 그래서 디네 이번 이두 산에 다 간다 가시고 그래. 디 일레기 야 자와로디 그 유모로 투대는지. 자 유모세아디에 그런 셈기 가서 남브르시베고 차세차되요. 그 셈기 가지고 그렇게 남도 차다 맨라지기 때문에 유모세아디 용되게요. 자 이제 이 메시는 누구서 싸움 담배이나? 그다음 셈기 남도 차다 거의 그게 지 견쟁지간에 딱 가다 치질하고 놓치기 레니 디 왕게 이제 레사는 용두자네 마다고의 지대니 용대야. 다 가서 그 셈리야 이제 제 가서 그게 친지로게 르레바 멤버 그거 친지 말로게 나 네디한테 디 가서 랑생 나와도 쉐입니다 다 간다시 양다고 많이 벌어 먹어 양다고 많이 벌 양다고 많이 벌 르레니 용베 커돌이야 아니 견이 혼데게 양다고 르레바 멤버 그거 전 딱 가서 그게 어제 얘기다 쇼무다 다 친지로 르레바 매딩에 찌기 근데 얘기 되는 용데 버디 확보라 있네 근데 다 학원에 있는 가족보다 쌤 뒤에 때문에 연대야 되지 가족을 그게 다음에 치 연대야지. 자 이제 인도 다와한테 쌤 뒤면 뒤기 때문에 아니 다 맞아게 대부분 남주들이 연대야지. 내 마도 대래 쌤도 아니 가사 주고디 대래 쌤도 잡아고 여 말이. 근데 인도 감수부들이 쌤 좀 오셔라고 심리진이 심리진이 누지. 늦지지 나서 그사 다 뒤치. 다 뒤나네. 지 러이 왕기 다 낭생기 애네 왕기 생 뒤머 뒤기 때네 다 다마다가 쇼용돼야 뒤치. 나 다 뒤리 유밀의 중어의 말이 딱배 줄의 중어의 말이 다 미닥배 줄의 중어리 대야 생 머드의 때네 뭐라 생 머드 유 머드의 이르자네 대 넘줄 뒤에 그렇지 맞다고 지금 되게 쌤 뒤에 때문에 뒤에 넘길 뒤에 그걸 대도 쓰면지기 꼭 가다 리뷰 넘버 근데 정도 많이 온데 뒤 때문에 그걸 그걸 두면 뭐 인베 아니 리뷰 넘버 근데 차야 누버지 예배 때문에 용 거야지 차이도 와 자 이제 인도 그 가사 미다고 했죠 누베 게인스 소원은 시지기 거야지도 와 다 뒤나네 사제 탐제 동에 와서 손대야 돼 다 기지기 다 자연 거기에다 가서 집어보라고 쌤 모두와 대왕의 중화 쌤 가래 모두와 잡았었나 묘몽구 모두와 잡아 싹봤을는 쪽배 명시해진 있어요 자다 싹봤을 잡았을는 쪽배 레버를 붙여 쌤 가서 모두와 레버 묘몽배 레버 묘몽배 레버왕의 중화인데 아니 죽고라 마타고 차이의 인상 대왕의 중화인 리부디디 아니 마타버려 이제 동해와래 초화 동해 이미 계시다 말해. 뒤 간다 동해기 땡식이 와래. 다 동해기 땡식이 차례가. 그래서 이래 이만 이래서 안에 아니 뉴몽배 샹완제 인 친절라 아니 누지기 동해 그런 시리즈. 어제 내 인도 사자 탐지 동해 와서 내 말이야.
Sorry, I forgot something from to translate from earlier. Just the conclusion. So when you understand impermanence in those terms, then you will recognize. The significance of the first seals of Buddhism, which is that all composite phenomena are impermanent. So anything that is produced by causes and conditions, anything that is a product of causes and conditions is transient or impermanent. And then the second seal of Buddhism is all contaminated phenomena are suffering. So of course here suffering does not refer to simply the evident experiences of pain and unhappiness,
Rather, it refers to a deeper meaning of suffering as our conditioned existence under the domination of or caused by karma and mental afflictions. So in relation to this, we could perhaps it may be helpful to reflect on a few other passages. For example, in one of the sutras, Buddha makes the statement, this entire world of the three realms, entire cycle existence of three realms are nothing but the mind. Of course, the mind only school of thought, Buddhist school of thought, interprets this passage as suggesting that the external world of matter that we perceive is nothing but extension of our mind or projection of our mind. However, the most Buddhist schools understand this passage to suggest that, for example, we read in Chantakriti's guide to the, sorry, Chantakriti's supplement to the fundamentals of the middle way, Madhyamaka Avatara, where he states that all the entire world of the natural environment, the physical universe, and the sentient beings living within it are created by the mind. So what these passages suggest from the Buddhist point of view is the rejection of the idea that there is some kind of independent absolute creator. Rather, the whole universe of sentient beings and the physical environment are seen as being created by the mind. And so how do we understand this? We will, for example, like if we trace the origin of our own, say, our own physical body, of the present physical body, you can trace its material continuum to a beginning, to the beginning of the origin of the universe. And from the Buddhist point of view, the continuum of our body can also be traced before the beginning of the evolution of this present universe, in a state when the universe remained empty and in the form of what the Kalachakra Tantra calls space particles. And these space particles are not conceived as some kind of absolute you know, entities, but rather they are seen as, again, transient and impermanent. Similarly, even if you take an ordinary object like a rock, today's rock, again you can trace its material continuum back to the beginning of the universe and also to the space particles from the Buddhist point of view. Then the question is, if you look at the pure physical or atomic or particle level, you know, what makes it that in the process of this evolution of the physical universe, through the aggregation of various particles and through aggregation of coming together of various atoms, at a certain point, the physical universe evolves, which has then a direct relevance, relation to the experience of pain and pleasure and happiness and unhappiness of sentient beings. So from the Buddhist point of view, this is where karma enters into the picture of this evolution, because karma is an action created by an individual with an intention or a motive. And so from the Buddhist point of view, so the entire universe and also the sentient beings living within it are seen as, the entire process of the unenlightened existence are seen as a consequence of this undisciplined state of mind. So even in the final analysis, it is the karma which is created by a sentient being, a sentient creature, which then give rise to the whole chain of evolution. So when we speak of karma, although there are physical and verbal karmic actions, but the primary is the mental karma, and this karmic act is motivated by or rooted in
mental afflictions, and these mental afflictions in turn is rooted in an erroneous belief in the existence of some kind of selfhood. So in brief, we can say that the unenlightened existence is a product of an undisciplined mind. And because the characteristics at the level of results must be attributable to the characteristics at the level of causation or the cause. So when you understand in this way, we will see that all experiences and events that are created and caused by an undisciplined state of mind through the process of karmic action and mental afflictions are in the final analysis contaminated or impure, and contamination here is refers to the contamination of mental afflictions. Therefore, the second seal of the Dharma, Buddhism, is all contaminated phenomena are suffering. Suffering here refers to not necessarily the experience of the feeling of pain, but more to the deeper level of suffering, which is our conditioned existence.
Oh yeah. 다 들려야 안다디 차게 담고디기 늦어서 미다 와서 돼야 다 니땡네 다 아니 그 동에 와 이미 찍도 두야지 요래 자 다디 가시고 그게 아 뒤지 그쵸 간다 가이네 디디 그 지그 다니도 뒤 있게 용이 두자네 뒤 샹와제 인데 다 근데 인도 제자도 마다베 쳇디리 다 마다베 가다 셈모투요 왕게 중베 마다베 다 친한 게 직된 대야 주의 상황신 바래 다디 주의 상황신 사람 다디 주디 가르슬럽나 때내야라 주니기 베 개부로보다 토마디 머리 봐서 돼야 되게 다 머리베 상황신 바래 주 머리 봐서 해야 되게 상황신이나 나라도 남준에 변화 인지스 콜레 이그노런스 러베이나 이그노런스 그다 사디 다 타마시우지도 와 对吧？这么学习的话，但确实呢，印度人第一能在那个十差不多把三大把人呢，亲自老了吃掉了。这亲自老了这个想法也没人呢，他得扎实不起没多啊。所以这里面印度，直接他就没得话是啊，第中间都是这些，这里嘛，要不三大把人呢，告诉我的出现是那个马达巴的马腿，马达巴的几点，但第什么腿我忘了说，什么腿想法是什么，什么腿是想法是什么，就三么可以的，哎，你懂了哇？
So between these two, the first two seals of Buddhism, all composite phenomena are impermanent and all contaminated phenomena are suffering. There is a relationship of inference. In fact, you can use the understanding of impermanence of composite phenomena as a basis, as a reason to understand that all contaminated phenomena are in the nature of suffering. Because if you look at the first seal of this idea that all things and events are impermanent, or all composite phenomena are impermanent, what this suggests, the key point that is being raised here, is that so long as a thing or an event is a construct of other conditions, such as causes and conditions, circumstances, then in a sense that event or a thing is under the control of some other factor. So in other words, it's other powered. And in particular, in the case of in the case of contaminated phenomena, such as our unenlightened existence, then it suggests that it is under the power of contaminated factors, such as undisciplined state of mind, and at the root of which lies ignorance, which is the first of the 12 links of dependent origination. And in fact, ignorance can be seen as the king among these 12 links of dependent origination. And so long as we remain under the domination or under the control of ignorance, this underlying fundamental ignorance, then there is no room for happiness. There is no good can come out of this. In fact, the English term ignorance
itself conjures an image that is undesirable or inauspicious. So if you then reflect further and more deeply, it's not only a state of ignorance, but also, in fact, it is an erroneous belief. It's an erroneous mental state, which lies at the root of this undisciplined state of mind. So when understood through this way, we will come to realize that so long as we remain under the control of ignorance and this erroneous views or erroneous belief, then there is no room for happiness. There is no possibility of joy.
자상아 다디 차저 숨버디 최탐저 동시 다음에 봐 수잔에 다데다 최남기 인루디 다가다 지 강사가 다음에 봐 다가다 이니 다바 또스 가소래 서버로 잡이나 간다 최탐제 뭐냐 뭐니 유튜브에 똥 다 최도 동시 다음에 버렸다 이거 뒤뒤슬럽나 최도 동시 다음에 버리 근데 이번 인데 최남기 인루 동시 다음에 버시 인기 인기리야 아니 가수로 그게 지사한다 심어 두어 지는 게 또 머리 벗어야 돼 그거니 치질로도 좀 별로 양나 그게 다 마도 별로 양나 치질로도 좀 별로 지고 차되게 와래 자 근데 이번 인데 전에 나고 치질로도 좀 별로 지 차용 인데 다 그 매버서 두고 와래 그 댐베 가수로 그게 내주다 잠개지기 로티 그 진행이 좀 있으잖아요. 지금 그 댐벤에 주 세드신 분 대처기 로티 치질로 로이 뭐 시에 아니 로티 갈래 갈래 그 지금 진단의 유고 매버지기 심내 네 달래야 짐지 짐지 겁니 달래야 배 네버로 수수 쳐로 배 통용 되잖아요. 그 댄싱 로고 수수 머리 로고 수수 총 라지 또가 자 근데 얘인데 머리 배 샹왕도 여바 달래 좌와지기 머리비 샹왕젠 텔레 타래야지 요대하더만 자 디레인데 남 머리비 샹왕에 타는 요리잖아 아니 땐도 대와 양하는데 봐 시월에 있어야다 디숨어요
So the third seal of Buddhism which states that all phenomena are empty and devoid of selfhood or self-existence what this suggests is that in actual fact all things and events are empty of intrinsic identity or existence, and also they are empty of any notion of any kind of selfhood or self-existence. Yet, our deluded mind grasps them to possess some kind of selfhood or self-existence. And so this ignorance not only is a state of unknowing, but more importantly, it is an erroneous belief in the self-existence of things and events. And also our own self. And because this is an erroneous belief, therefore it is a state of mind, it is a perspective that is contrary to what is really the case, what is really to be the case. Therefore, the more you uncover the truth of the reality, the lesser the force of that ignorance will be. And also, as the truth becomes more and more clear to you, the understanding, the recognition that this ignorance is an erroneous belief will also become more and more reinforced. And through this way, once you have a deep ascertainment of the erroneous nature, distorted nature of this perspective, this grasping at self-existence of things, then gradually this the force of this ignorant, the deluded mind will diminish, and through this way, eventually, at least you can envision the possibility of gaining total freedom from this erroneous belief, this ignorance. And such a freedom, which is liberated from this erroneous belief and the ignorance, grasping onto self-existence of things, that freedom is the true state of happiness, lasting happiness. And it is the liberation, it is the true spiritual freedom. Therefore, the fourth seal of Buddhism is presented, which is Nirvana, is true peace.
Oh yeah. That's it. That's it. 안다 강사 안제 되게 자유기 동아 자유기 동에 다음에 봐 된대지 하다 가소래 시행을 자네 단 네 시야고야 좀제 가르쳐 봐 있나 다도 셴베 왕기 아니 다 지금 셀렌게 임비아래 자 세바다 램바 된대기 단 대차가 왕기 아니 시버 코알 그게 침대야지 자 드디 임베 인도 자네 다 가소를 그게 강사가 담이 레버터니 딕 가수파 콤니 쿰지루야 야고 충분히네 어 딘데게니 가수르프게 다도 짐베 왕게 강사가 다도 짐베 왕게 아니 그게 즉 차단제야 어디 디디 아니 바 갈래갈래 슈충조 돼야지 다 요야 요래 빼나 디케도 와 그런 거 안 좀 넣어보지. 그게 다 도마변에 총간 날려. 그게 넣어보지. 그게 예배 그들이야. 아니, 이 야구도 삼아 지금 러다 용구래. 이나야, 뒤에니 소수 뉴차니 너그를 제철이잖아. 대라 이동원의 남바를 슉철 러댕 해시다. 대라 배 제신 판매 러도 슉철 러댕도 와. 대라 진징 러도 슉철 러댕도 와. 자, 네 뭐 그런 직벌이. 뭐 당근에 거라. 상부로 집에 있는 거라 지대 자주 상부 집에 있는 거 상부랑 당군에 차대요 할때 이내 다도 수배왕기 일단 덕을 제외 덕을 제외 제라 뭐부터 해야 저 자화를 다 착화를 숙실로 되기도 와. 저 니들 인도 그 치장기 다하기 아니 랑자에 다도 셈별로 그저 숙체에 뭐 대수기 대롱제제 대 덕을 제세에 쉬어지더래야. 차고슈체. 그제 차고슈체 여러분 저기 뒤 미딘 사실에 인도 들어 당선 기대야지. 그 연구야래. 봐. 저 뒤에 이번 인도산에 어다에니 강사가 담이 사야지. 그 난가로 차다 그래 이번에.
One might raise the question: Why is it important? What is the significance of going through such analysis? And what is the significance of understanding this? Absence of selfhood, the non-existence of self as an autonomous, independent reality. What is the significance of that? Here, from the Buddhist point of view, the reason for this is that if you examine the dynamics of emotions that arises in us, such as attachment, craving, and so on, we will come to realize that a lot of them are actually rooted in a certain conception of selfhood and a certain attachment to selfhood. So the stronger your grasping at some kind of self as an autonomous, discrete reality, the stronger your attachment will be, which relates to that, to the concerns of that self. For example, like you know, whatever is seen as important for this self, you are attached to it, and any obstacles that come in the way of fulfilling the interest of that self, you feel hostility and anger towards this, and hatred and so on. And there's this dynamic. So to give an example, for say if you are walking in a shopping complex or supermarket, and you see kind of beautiful items displayed there, and there might be a particular object that you feel really attracted to, and when you look at that thing, you know, in the shop, you will of course have a sense of kind of craving, and then kind of a feeling that this is really wonderful. However, when you have actually bought it, and then given it the label that this is mine. So once you have sort of projected this grasping at its mind to this thing, then of course your attachment to this thing will increase. It will be very different from when it was in the shop before. Although the object or the article remains the same, your own emotional kind of attachment, your own attitude towards the thing has completely changed now. And also there will be a much greater sense of cherishing, attachment, craving, and also probably a greater admiration for this thing, attraction for this thing.
So you can see here that because underlying this attachment, once you have given the label that it's mine, is a belief in some kind of a self for whose enjoyment you have bought this. And you can see that there is in the dynamic, there is a relationship between the two. So the Buddhists therefore emphasize the importance of really negating this conception of self as some kind of autonomous reality. And once you have negated, once you have kind of shown the groundlessness of that kind of belief in a self as an autonomous reality, then you also undermine the basis for having strong attachments which are built upon this conception of selfhood.
Dan digi haji tema dinigi ene gasa ga dami sam gomya songo ma do chi dami saji haji songo ya mare.
So among the Buddhist schools of thought, Vaibhashika and Sautrantika, the first two schools, only speak of the importance of meditating or contemplating on no self of person, but they do not accept any notion of no self of phenomena.
That is, usimni, any, kansa dami di tengle ya chui dami saajit sungiyar. That is, nengga chhumbu doa. Thagi ki ada kansa dami sam komdeya digi any. So 난 짐바다 더니 타대도 둘땡에 제 타대바 지기 코라 랑자와도 코라 랑수 둘땡에 지기 숙저 지지 최야 말이 시산에 캐마시도 와 그 사람들 나오고 또 숙자 안 거 자 진행 인도선에 숨진 이동 최이 다음에 숨겨 말이
So, however, among the Buddhist schools, the two latter schools, the mind-only school, Chittamatra, and the middle-way school, the Madhyamaka, they not only accept the concept, the doctrine of no self of person, but also, in addition, they also accept no self of phenomena. And there is a significance for this, because if you confine your understanding of no self only to the person, then although it is tremendously effective in countering any experiences of attachment and craving and so on to objects, but they are in relation to one's own sense of selfhood. However, here the negation of selfhood is only confined to the subjective, the person or the being that undergoes the experience of interaction with things. So, therefore, both mind-only school and Madhyamaka school extend this no-self understanding both to the person and also the objects of that person, so phenomena. And so phenomena here refers primarily to the physical and mental constituents or physical and mental aggregates of the person. And the person refers to the individual, the self. And so if we examine our normal perception of things, there is a kind of a belief in the validity of our perception of things. Things and events appear to us as if they have some kind of objective reality. They have some kind of existential status in their own accord. And we, in our naive worldview, we tend to endorse this. We tend to accept this as valid. And there is, in fact, a kind of a strong belief in this reality, this naive reality of the objective world. However, if you analyze this carefully, this is, however, not the case. For example, if you examine the dynamics of your perception when a strong emotion arises in you, for example, it is through the it is through the meeting of your sensory faculties, object, and also your perception, the perception of a given object such as form, sound, and so on arises, and this perception of the external objects then give rise to some kind of evaluative judgments on your part, depending upon whether you find the object desirable, attractive, or undesirable. And then you project a certain quality of desirability or undesirability. And when you have that kind of perception, you feel as if the quality of attractiveness or quality of unattractiveness really is something objective. It exists in its own right, objectively, in the thing that you perceive. And on the basis of that, then you tend to have extreme emotional reactions. If it is quality is seen as to be undesirable and unattractive, then you have sense of revulsion or aversion. And if the quality is seen to be attractive and desirable, then you have strong attachment to the object. However, if you examine this carefully, this, say, for example, the quality of attractiveness. From the side of the object itself, there is nothing objectively real, substantially real about the object that really qualifies it to have the label attractive. And in fact, the label that we put on to this object, this quality of attractiveness, is to a large extent subjective, and the relationship between the object and the label that we give is a relative one. It's a contingent one. So in this way, the mind only school argues that the true nature of reality is that both subject and object are devoid of duality. Although to our naive perception, ordinary perception, we have the perception of things, external objects, as being discrete and separate from our perceptions. But in reality, both subject and object are non-dual. What is seen as an objectively real out there is nothing but an extension or a projection of our mind. So this, when you understand that kind of non-duality of subject and object, you can see that it would have an immediate impact in reducing your initially strong emotional attachment or aversion to a given object. Because the moment you realize that the quality is not objectively real, then that recognition itself would have an impact in reducing the force of your attachment or aversion to the given object. So we'll stop at there.
Rūgū nāmbā shīnlā jūpā yūyī dāṁ gūrū rāna mandālā gā yī